This is the Chiropractic Marketing Podcast, an on-demand talk radio show that covers internet marketing best practices for chiropractors. I'm your host, Dr. Patrick McNamara. Welcome, everyone, to episode number 50 of the Chiropractic Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Patrick McNamara, and today we're diving deep into something that's absolutely critical for your practice's success in this AI-driven world we're living in. We're talking about local competition analysis in the AI age, how to research what content strategies your competitors are using, how to identify the gaps in their approach, and most importantly, how to position your practice as the obvious choice when AI engines are making recommendations to potential patients. If you caught my last episode on generative engine optimization, you know that AI assistants are already influencing healthcare decisions at an unprecedented rate. But here's what most chiropractors don't realize. Your competitors might already be optimizing for AI recommendations, and if you're not keeping track of what they're doing, you could be falling behind without even knowing it. Today, I'm going to show you exactly how to conduct competitive intelligence in the AI age, how to reverse engineer what's working for your competitors, and how to identify opportunities they're missing so you can swoop in and capture those patients. This isn't about copying what your competitors are doing. This is about understanding the competitive landscape so thoroughly that you can position your practice in a way that makes you the obvious choice for AI engines to recommend. Let me give you an example of what I mean. Imagine you're a chiropractor in Denver, and you notice that one of your competitors consistently gets mentioned when people ask AI engines about chiropractic care in the area, while you rarely do. Even though your traditional SEO rankings are solid, your reviews are good, and your location is great. If you were to analyze that competitor's content strategy using the methods I'm about to share with you today, you might discover that they've been quietly building comprehensive content clusters around very specific conditions that are common in the Denver area. Instead of just talking about back pain in general, they might have detailed resources about altitude-related headaches, how dry climate affects joint health, and specific guidance for people who ski and snowboard. They've positioned themselves as the chiropractor who truly understands Denver residents' unique health challenges. This is the kind of strategic positioning that makes AI engines see them as the obvious choice for location-specific recommendations. The key insight here is understanding not just what the competition is doing, but what they're not doing, so you can position yourself to fill those gaps perfectly. So let's talk about how you can do this kind of competitive analysis for your own practice. The first thing you need to understand is that competitive analysis in the AI age is completely different from traditional competitive research. You're not just looking at their website and their Google rankings anymore. You need to understand how AI engines are interpreting and recommending their services compared to yours. Here's my systematic approach to AI age competitive analysis. The first step is identifying who your real competitors are in the AI recommendation space. This might surprise you, but your biggest competitors for AI recommendations might not be the same practices that compete with you for traditional search rankings. AI engines don't necessarily prioritize the same ranking factors that Google does. A practice with lower traditional SEO rankings might be getting recommended more often by AI engines if their content is structured better for AI processing. So how do you figure out who your real AI competitors are? You test the AI engines directly. Start by asking ChatGPT, Claude, Perplexity, and other AI assistants specific questions that potential patients in your area might ask. Try questions like, can you recommend a good chiropractor in your city for lower back pain? Or, I need a chiropractor who specializes in sports injuries in your area. Who would you suggest? Or, my headaches are getting worse, and I think they might be related to my neck. Can you recommend a chiropractor near your location? Pay attention to which practices get mentioned consistently across different AI platforms. These are your real AI competitors, regardless of where they rank in traditional search results. Make note of how the AI describes each practice. What specific expertise or specialties does it mention? What language does it use to describe their services? This gives you insight into what information the AI engines have about each practice and how they're positioning them. Once you've identified your real AI competitors, the next step is reverse engineering their content strategy to understand why AI engines are recommending them. This goes way beyond just looking at their website. You need to understand their complete content ecosystem and how it's structured for AI processing. Start with their website structure. Look at how they organize their services and conditions. Are they using comprehensive topic clusters like we talked about in the last episode? Do they have detailed FAQ sections that address specific patient concerns? How deep do they go into explaining conditions and treatment approaches? Pay attention to their language patterns. Are they writing in natural conversational language that mirrors how people actually speak to AI assistants? Or are they still using clinical technical language that might not resonate with AI processing? Look at their local content integration. How well do they demonstrate genuine local expertise and community connection? Are they just mentioning the city name, or are they really showing that they understand the unique health challenges of people in your area? Check their question and answer content. This is huge for AI recommendations because AI engines are designed to process and respond to questions. Practices with comprehensive, thoughtful FAQ sections often get recommended more frequently. Analyze their evidence-based content. Do they reference current research? Do they cite reputable sources? AI engines strongly favor content that demonstrates evidence-based expertise. Here's something most people miss. You also need to look at their content beyond their website. Check if they have blog posts, social media content, or other resources that might be feeding into AI engine knowledge. Sometimes practices get recommended based on content that isn't even on their main website. Now, here's where this gets really interesting. You need to test their content against AI engines to see what's actually working. Take specific topics that both you and your competitors cover and ask AI engines detailed questions about those topics in your local area. See whose content gets referenced or recommended. This tells you which content structures and approaches are most effective for AI processing. For example, if you both treat herniated discs, ask an AI engine, "I think I have a herniated disc and I live in your city. What should I look for in a chiropractor and who would you recommend?" See if your competitor gets mentioned and how they're described. The goal isn't to copy what they're doing, but to understand the patterns and principles that make their content effective for AI recommendations. Once you understand what your competitors are doing well, the next step is identifying the gaps in their approach. This is where you find your competitive opportunities. Look for conditions or patient concerns that your competitors aren't addressing comprehensively. Maybe they have basic information about certain topics, but they haven't created the kind of detailed, helpful resources that AI engines favor for recommendations. Check for demographic gaps. Are your competitors creating content that speaks to all age groups in your area? Are they addressing the specific needs of athletes, seniors, office workers, or other key demographics? Often you'll find that competitors are leaving entire patient populations underserved in their content. Look for seasonal or lifestyle gaps. Maybe your competitors talk about general back pain, but they don't address how seasonal activities like skiing, gardening, or holiday travel affect spinal health in your area. Examine their patient education approach. Are they just describing treatments, or are they really helping people understand their conditions and make informed decisions? AI engines favor content that educates and empowers patients, not just promotional material. Check their treatment philosophy explanation. Many practices list their services, but don't explain their approach or what makes their care different. This is a huge opportunity because AI engines like to recommend practices that can clearly articulate their unique value proposition. Here's a specific example of how this could work. Let's say you're a chiropractor in Phoenix competing against several other practices for AI recommendations. During your competitive analysis, you might discover that all of your competitors are creating general content about back pain and neck pain, but none of them are addressing how extreme heat affects musculoskeletal health. You could create comprehensive resources about staying active in desert climates, how air conditioning affects neck and shoulder tension, and specific strategies for Phoenix residents who work outdoors. This kind of climate-specific positioning could make you the go-to recommendation when people ask AI engines about chiropractic care related to living in Phoenix's unique environment. If your competitors have left this entire area of expertise completely unaddressed, filling that gap could give you a significant competitive advantage. Now let's talk about how to position your practice to win AI recommendations against your competitors. The key is not to compete on the same terms as everyone else, but to position yourself in a unique space that makes you the obvious choice for specific types of patients or conditions. Think about this strategically. If every chiropractor in your area has generic content about back pain, the AI engine has to make arbitrary decisions about who to recommend. But if you're the only one with comprehensive resources about back pain in office workers who work from home, or back pain related to specific local industries, you become the clear choice for those situations. This is what I call micro-positioning, finding specific niches within your expertise where you can be the definitive local expert. Start by analyzing your actual patient base. What types of conditions do you see most often? What demographic patterns do you notice? What unique insights have you developed from your years of practice in your specific location? Then look at the gaps your competitors are leaving and see where your expertise and their gaps overlap. That's your opportunity zone. For example, maybe you've noticed that you treat a lot of tech workers with specific types of neck and shoulder problems from prolonged computer use. If your competitors aren't specifically addressing this population, you can create comprehensive resources about ergonomics, workplace wellness, and treatment approaches specifically for people in tech jobs. Or maybe you've developed expertise in treating athletes from specific local sports programs, or you've noticed patterns in how certain local industries affect spinal health. These are all opportunities to position yourself uniquely in the AI recommendation space. The goal is to become known for something specific rather than trying to be everything to everyone. Here's how to develop content that positions you strategically against your competition. First, create depth where others have only surface-level content. If your competitors have one page about a condition, you create a comprehensive resource hub that addresses that condition from every angle a patient might be concerned about. Second, use your clinical experience to provide unique insights. Share observations you've made in your practice, treatment approaches that you've found particularly effective, or patterns you've noticed in your local patient population. This kind of insider knowledge is exactly what AI engines are looking for when making recommendations. Third, address the emotional and psychological aspects of conditions, not just the physical symptoms. Patients dealing with chronic pain often have anxiety, frustration, and concerns about their future quality of life. If you're the only practitioner in your area addressing these aspects comprehensively, you'll stand out in AI recommendations. Fourth, create patient journey content that goes deeper than your competitors. Don't just explain your treatments. Help people understand what to expect at each stage of their recovery, how to know if treatment is working, and how to prevent future episodes. Let me give you a specific framework for competitive positioning that works really well for AI engines. Instead of trying to be better at everything your competitors do, pick three specific areas where you can be dramatically better and create comprehensive content around those areas. For example, you might choose to be the definitive local expert on workplace ergonomics and injury prevention, the go-to practitioner for active seniors who want to stay mobile, and the specialist for people dealing with chronic headaches and migraines. Then you create content so comprehensive and helpful in those three areas that AI engines can't help but recommend you when people ask questions related to those topics. This approach works because it allows you to dominate specific niches rather than competing in general categories where the competition is more arbitrary. Now let's talk about monitoring and measuring your competitive positioning over time. The AI landscape changes constantly, so you need to regularly reassess your competitive position and adjust your strategy accordingly. Set up a monthly testing routine where you ask AI engines the same set of questions about chiropractic care in your area and track which practices get mentioned and how they're described. This helps you spot trends and changes in the competitive landscape. Pay attention to new competitors who start appearing in AI recommendations. Sometimes a practice that wasn't on your radar suddenly starts getting mentioned frequently, which means they've implemented an effective AI optimization strategy. Monitor changes in how AI engines describe your competitors. If they start being recommended for new specialties or described with new expertise areas, that tells you they've added content or repositioned themselves in some way. Track changes in the language AI engines use to describe different practices. This can give you insights into new content strategies your competitors might be testing. Most importantly, monitor your own positioning. How consistently are you being mentioned? How are you being described? Are there patterns in when you get recommended versus when your competitors do? Here's something really important that most practices miss. You need to understand seasonal patterns in AI recommendations. Certain conditions and concerns are more common at different times of year, and AI engines pick up on these patterns. For example, back injuries from snow shoveling spike in winter, gardening-related injuries increase in spring, and sports injuries peak during different seasons depending on your local athletic programs. If you can identify these seasonal patterns in your area and create timely, relevant content that your competitors aren't addressing, you can capture those seasonal recommendation opportunities. Here's an example of how seasonal positioning could work. Let's say you're a chiropractor in Minnesota, and you notice that ice-related slip and fall injuries are common every winter, but none of your competitors are creating content specifically about preventing and treating these injuries. You could develop comprehensive resources about winter safety, ice injury treatment, and recovery strategies for cold weather injuries. This kind of seasonal content strategy could make you the go-to recommendation when people ask AI engines about injury recovery related to winter weather conditions. It's a seasonal competitive advantage that your competitors might never think to pursue. Let me share some advanced competitive analysis techniques that can give you even deeper insights. First, test AI engines with progressive questions to understand the depth of your competitors' expertise as perceived by AI. Start with basic questions about a condition, then ask follow-up questions that require more detailed knowledge. See how far you can push before the AI engine stops referencing specific local practitioners. Second, test different conversation styles and contexts. Ask the same question but frame it differently, as a concerned parent, as someone with a previous injury, as an athlete, as a senior citizen. See if different competitors get recommended based on the context of the question. Third, test geographic specificity. Ask about practitioners in your exact neighborhood versus your broader city versus your metropolitan area. Sometimes different practices dominate at different geographic levels. Fourth, monitor how AI engines handle complex or unusual cases. Ask about rare conditions, multiple concurrent injuries, or complicated treatment histories. Practices that get recommended for complex cases often have more comprehensive, authoritative content. Here's your action plan for implementing competitive analysis in your practice. Week 1. Identify your real AI competitors by testing multiple AI engines with various patient questions relevant to your practice. Document who gets mentioned and how they're described. Week 2. Conduct a deep analysis of your top 3 AI competitors. Examine their website structure, content depth, local integration, and positioning strategies. Look for patterns in what makes them recommendable. Week 3. Identify the gaps in your competitors' approaches and areas where you can position yourself uniquely. Focus on finding 3 specific niches where you can become the definitive local expert. Week 4. Begin developing comprehensive content for your first positioning niche. Create resources that are dramatically more helpful and detailed than anything your competitors offer in that area. Then repeat this process monthly to stay ahead of changes in the competitive landscape. Remember, the goal of competitive analysis isn't to copy what others are doing. It's to understand the landscape so well that you can position yourself strategically to win. In the AI age, this means becoming the obvious choice for specific types of patients or conditions rather than trying to be everything to everyone. If you want help developing a comprehensive competitive analysis and positioning strategy as part of your overall Search Everywhere optimization approach, that's exactly what we specialize in at DC Rank. We help chiropractors understand their competitive landscape and position themselves to dominate AI recommendations in their local market. You can learn more at dcrank.com. That's DCRANK.com. In our next episode, we're going to talk about something that ties everything together: how to create a comprehensive content calendar that keeps you ahead of both your competitors and the changing AI landscape. We'll discuss seasonal content planning, trending topic identification, and how to consistently produce content that maintains your competitive positioning over time, because consistency is what separates practices that occasionally get AI recommendations from practices that dominate them. All right, that wraps things up for today's episode. Thanks for tuning in to the Chiropractic Marketing Podcast. Before you go, remember to subscribe to my podcast on your favorite platform. Whether it's Apple Podcast, Audible, YouTube Podcast, Spotify, or others, I've got you covered. If you need to see a full list of supported platforms, simply visit chiropracticmarketingpodcast.com. Last but certainly not least, I'd love to hear your thoughts on Apple Podcasts. Your reviews not only help build awareness of what I'm talking about, but also give me a good indication of how I'm doing. Be nice, be fair, but definitely be honest. I would greatly appreciate it, and so will future listeners. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.